Rav Shach was approached once, and he was asked, "You have so many boys sitting and learning. However, there are so many Jews in Klal Yisrael who are suffering, who are disconnected, who are distant. There has to be an effort on Panovich's behalf to go send boys out, to go try and save these souls." A very valid point. Many used to say, Kudin Chavetz Chaim, that there's a fire out there, and we have to put it out. Rav Shach listened to the person, and he said, "You know what my boys are doing all day?" The person said, "Yeah, they're sitting and learning." He said, "No, do you know what they're doing?" He said, "Yeah, they're sitting and learning." He said, "Do you know what they're doing?" He said, "You think when my Talmud learns a Rashba in Bava Basra, that it doesn't affect Yaron, the not religious Jew, on Rehov Yafo? For sure, it has cosmic effects to the highest degree." Now, of course, Rav Shach believed in helping Jews, putting your efforts, doing chesed. There's few bigger Baalei Chesed than Rav Shach that put his efforts into helping other people, from the physical to the spiritual to anything you could imagine, advice. However, Rav Shach was saying over a famous principle from Yisrael Salanter that a person's spiritual actions, and specifically Limud HaTorah, the learning of Hashem's word, has such cosmic effects in the upper world, then ricocheting down in a direct line all the way to our world. It's much bigger than we know, and the people who are learning is unbelievable, and they're in their place. The people who are doing Kiruv are unbelievable, and they're in their place. The people doing other things in their place are unbelievable. Each section of Klal Yisrael, what they're doing in their Avoda. But a person should never minimize, discount, and put down Chas V'Shalom the unbelievable effects in this world that we have from Limud HaTorah, and how much it affects every single person and helps us all, those who are sitting and learning.